Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for your 15-minute empowerment on Blog Talk Radio, Favor Life, the Process of There, where God uses people that he calls that are not perfect, that he calls unlikely people for his purpose, for his glory, for his honor, for his praise. And when he chooses an individual, a family, a nation, he gets the glory out of them because he calls them to a place where they know that they have to trust God, they have to believe God, they have to walk by faith and not by sight. And in doing so, God shows the marvelous works of his power, of his strength, of his authority, and his word coming to pass in their life. We are to walk by faith in that place of favor that we are looking for and we expect and we believe that we have is with God and man. That process and that their place is that place where God causes us to walk and move as he did with Israel, but he tries us by faith. He makes us and he shapes us. He's building us up in our most holy faith by the things that we go through, allowing our faith to be that which is genuine, that which goes through the process of allowing everything that's not like it to be that which floats to the top so that the gold and the silver of what we are genuinely in faith remains. And it pleases God because it causes patience and endurance that we stand no matter what, knowing that God's word is so because God said so. Our faith also lets us understand and know that this process is a process where we believe like Abraham. We see like he saw. We see in the spirit, know that what God is showing us and God is telling us is so, and we hold on to it, hoping against hope, until we pull it from eternity into time and walk into the manifestation of what God says. The Bible also lets us understand and know that if we have the faith of Abraham, believing in Jesus Christ, receiving him as Lord and Savior, then every promise of Abraham belongs to us. So this place of favor, this place of process, this place of there is everything that God's word is telling us in this season, in this time for our journey as Christian believers, that it's going to take us to height to heights and depths to depths and favor to the places in the spirit that God wants us to, and even in our natural life to show the greatness of our God. Just want to encourage you in this 15 minutes and let you understand and know something. Just want you to probe your mind a little bit and get you to thinking about something. And what I want you to think about is walking by faith and not by sight. Everything around us is telling us to walk by sight. The culture is telling us to walk by sight. The situations around us with different nations and everything that's happening in the United States and with, you know, all the shootings and different things is telling us to walk by faith. But we have to remember who we are. And that we, even though we see what's going on, we are walking in the spirit, praying by the spirit, and knowing that our faith is active, our faith is powerful, that our faith causes something to happen if we stand and we trust God. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, walk by faith and not by sight. Faith is acting like God is telling the truth. It's saying it is so because God says so. Faith is acting like it is so even when it's not so. In other words, you don't see it right now, but in the spirit, you see it. In the spirit, you know it. In the spirit, you expect it. It is acting like it is so even when it's not so in order that it might be so simply because God said so. And that's what it is. It is acting like it is so, knowing that it is so, behaving like it is so, going forward like it is so, in order that it might be so, because simply because God said so, and you have to believe that. Faith is the opposite of sight. Faith moves even though the manifestation hasn't showed up in the earth. Sight says, show me and then I'll believe. And so we have to make sure that our faith pleases God, because it's impossible to please God without faith. We have to have faith in order to please him. And so we have to make sure that we keep our faith in him and not allow the enemy to steal the word of faith, the word of truth from us, that we stand and we know what we're standing on is that which can never fail, because God's word is what we have faith in. God is what we have faith in. Jesus is what we have faith in. The Holy Spirit is what we have faith in, because we are being led by his Spirit. And we have to always understand that faith always involves our feet moving. It always involves us doing something, because it's action. It's action. We have to move. We have to do something. We just can't say, I believe, and do nothing. You have to do something. Even when we get saved, our salvation, now that salvation, which is free, we now say we are disciples. So therefore, we live a life that says, God, we trust you and we believe you, and we're going to live and show that the gospel that we receive, the gospel that we believe, that we're not ashamed of it, and we're going to let our light shine. We're going to be everything that you said. So we have to make sure that our feet are moving, because it's an action. It's the action of our life, and it's not just lip service. It's not just words that we're not moving in or acting in. These are words that we are moving in and we're acting in because we know that they're true. And so there's action behind our faith. There's action behind what we're doing in the spirit, because we believe it. Faith is the action and the movement plan that basically is moving in response to God's revealed plan. We're saying, okay, God, we have faith. We're acting. We have movement to your plan, because we're responding to what you've revealed to us in your will. We're responding to that. We're not backing up. We're not letting go. We're not letting the enemy push us. We're not letting circumstance tell us what our end is. We have an expected end that you've already thought of and you've already planned. So that's what we're doing. We're moving forward in that. Every promise that we've ever received and we will ever receive and from God in his word is by faith, including our salvation. We're the ones that have to have faith in order to receive salvation. And the faith, the measure that we have, God gave it to us so that we could believe, so that we could receive. And we're going to live based on what God's word tells us. We're going to live, and we have to live based on what God's word teaches us, instructs us to do. And as believers, basically, we're saying, okay, God, we trust you. Regardless of what's going on, we trust what you're saying. We trust what you're going to do in our life and where you're going to take us and what's going on around us, that you're in control and you're going to make your divine will happen. You got to believe that. And walking by faith and trusting God and knowing that he's telling the truth causes us to expect everything that he says to manifest. Every promise, even though we might have to wait on it, we're still encouraged in the wait. We're not waiting doing nothing. We're waiting saying, God, we expect to see your move. You're tearing down things. You're moving things. You're destroying things, Father God, that we can't even see. Things that's been there for ages. And it's already, Jesus already won the victory over it. We're waiting for the manifestation of what he's promised us to happen in the earth, in places and areas where there's a principality, a stronghold fighting us. We're waiting on that, and we're believing that it's going to happen, because you can't lie and you can't fail. We have to understand, you have to understand and know that we are saved by grace through faith, and this grace that we receive from God is a gift. God has given us that. And though we cannot see, because we believe God, though we cannot see the eternal realities of everything that he said to us, we can't see that. We can't see that, but we know that God's promises are yes and amen unto us, that they are sure, and we are to still act knowing that they are sure, act believing and moving as they are sure, because we trust God. You have to, our Heavenly Father tells us that we have to live heavenly here in the earth, even though everything around us is the opposite of what we're living. We have to have confidence in our God and confidence in his word. And by when we move and we go forward, we're basically saying, Father God, that your workmanship in us is something that we are going to see the manifestation of, and we're going to see the glory of, and we're going to see the results of, because you can't lie, and you're going to do what you said. So we know that in our weight process, something is going to happen. This grace that we receive is not grace that can be earned. No one can boast that they got this by any other way but by faith. And so we are to live and walk in faith, operate in faith, knowing that God's word is going to come to pass. And when we exercise our faith, we're basically saying that God is going to get the glory out of us, and we're going to see the greatness of his power in our lives like never before, because we have confidence about what we are expecting in our expectation. We have confidence in our God. We have confidence in what he's saying, what he's doing in our lives. We have confidence knowing that it's going to come to pass, that it's going to show up. And that's what we have to believe. When we look at Hebrews 11 is all about faith. It's all about the heroes of faith. It's all about our faith and what our title deed tells us. So we have to hold on, knowing that even though all of these things are going around us and it looks crazy, because Jesus even told us these things are going to come to pass, these things are going to happen. And sometimes I think we read the word, but we really don't understand that some of us will live these things out in our lifetime. And we have to believe what we read. When we exercise faith over all situations, in every situation, you are basically saying that we have confidence about our expectations without it being visible in our lives right now, but we know it's coming to pass. We don't have the proof of it, but we know it's still going to happen. And what makes our confidence and expectation possible is because of the trustworthiness of the object of our faith. And an object of our faith is God and his word. So if you trust God, if you believe that he's trustworthy, then you can take your faith and exercise it in everything that he's saying, because God can't lie and he cannot fail. What he's told us and what he's saying to us, it will surely come to pass. We have to act on what we believe. Everyone in the Bible, everyone that God ever used, everyone that God ever spoke to, and they walked and moved, they believed the word of God and they acted, they moved. So we have to do the same thing. We have to act on what God is telling us. We have to act knowing that it's going to be that which comes to pass. We have to act knowing that God is going to cause his greatness to be seen, and that this is the season of what he's promised us. This is the season of what he says. I don't care what's going on around us. We're going to see God do some great in this year. And we're going to see him change some things. We're going to see the manifestations of some things. We're going to see him do great exploits in our lives, because we trust him and believe him. And when you know that that is your expected end, that's the place of your expected end, you can wait patiently on God, knowing that it will surely come to pass, and God will not lie to you, and he will not fail you. We can believe what God says, knowing that he is trustworthy. We have to act on what we believe. Everyone has to act on what you believe. If you believe that God is trustworthy, if you believe that God is honorable, if you believe that God can't lie and he cannot fail, then let your faith move now. When you pray, pray in faith by the Spirit. When you decree, decree in the Spirit by faith. When you stand by the Spirit, knowing that God's word will come to pass. We have to live in a way that pleases God. And our faith is what pleases God, not our sight. We have to live in that manner. And you and I both must believe that with great expectations that God is going to do what he said, respond to us when we ask him, when we seek him. He's going to respond to us, and he's going to give us what we ask for, because he's a good father. And even though some things, it looks like it takes a long time to come, it's still going to manifest. It's still going to come to pass. I'm encouraging you, walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. And this is how we please God. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there on Blog Talk Radio. Be encouraged. Know that you're more than a conqueror, that you're a super conqueror, that you conquer the things that should conquer you, because God is for you and he makes all things possible because you believe. God bless you.